course, because what I'm talking about has nothing to do with some classical notion of musicality. In fact, I absolutely just feel there's, you know, we're all sitting around waiting for food, essentially. And if we're watching other human beings, we want something that is captivating and invigorating. And that can come in any form. It can come from somebody screaming. It can come from somebody moving their little finger. It can come from a complete virtuosic outpouring. You know, it can come from anything in between. And we recognize it, though. You know, we know it when we see it. We know when we're having a good time. You know, in your own consciousness, that weird thing when you become conscious that you're having a good time is one of the greatest moments of being alive, where you realize, wait, I've been, you know, you go to some party, maybe you had a little apprehension about going to, well, I don't know if I want to go out tonight, you know, I've got a little bit of a headache, and I don't know, but I gotta go, it's a guilt thing. And you show up, and, you know, 4 hours into the thing, you're into your sixth conversation with somebody, and realize, God, I've been having a great
time. That was
time.
Okay, yeah.
But it's that moment of self-realization of like, oh, I'm in the middle of one of the good moments, that then it gets beautiful. Where you become conscious of your surroundings and you're enjoying it is pretty much, you know, my favorite state of living and why I love going to watch other people perform. But also why I feel very gypped if I feel people, if performers aren't putting themselves in the position to deliver that kind of thing, i.e. somebody who's got their thing that's too well rehearsed. Well, I don't need to sit here to be one more paying person to watch you go through the motions, even if they're beautiful motions. It doesn't perform the same function for me as seeing a human being. You know, I guess I want that tightrope walk without the net feeling. Just because I want that, I also want the thing of I want to see somebody do something I can't do, which does not mean virtuosity. I mean, just watching somebody who is singing something and it's absolutely breaking your heart, or somebody who does something that it has nothing to do with level of skill. Their taste and their life experience led them to a choice I wouldn't have made at that moment, and it's enjoyable. You know, it's like my favorite restaurants are often those with limited menus, are the ones that, you know, could be amazing. There's a great sushi joint. It's a, you know, one of my favorite restaurants ever. It's called Sushi Nozawa, and it's and it's in a strip mall.
How did I know
mall.
You were going to say that, right? Yeah. So it's a strip mall in the middle of nowhere,
yeah.
Theoretically.
And everybody has their favorite sushi joint in a strip mall or whatever. This is very different. And for years, you couldn't even order. The sign just said, trust me. It's one of the greatest art experiences you'll ever have. And a lot of my fellow musicians who I love and relate to, I take there and have the similar experience, and it's a touchstone in life. But, you know, I want that guy to make the decisions because I know he's thoroughly obsessed with the subject matter. You know, he's going to the place he knows on that given day. You know what? Normally I'd get these four types of fish, but today it's only three of those are really up to snuff, and these two things, which normally aren't on the menu, are incredible. And forget it, we'll change everything, we'll make it work. But what you get is a guarantee of a quality of experience. And in truth, that's what I look for in the performers that I really like. I want a certain quality of experience by being in the room with them. I don't need to hear specific songs. I don't need them played in a specific way. They don't have to, but also they don't have to improvise. That's not a precursor to me enjoying myself. I can watch somebody go through the motions of the one thing they know how to do and the one way they know how to play it. But then is it a version of that that will, well, to be honest, send me?
Right.
You know?
Does it take you somewhere else? And that's a great segue because you know, one of the things that's really interesting to me is you the way you approach soundtracks. And
I approach soundtracks like they're a snake recoiling in front of me, hissing. Each one is different. Each one has its own aesthetic. I'm usually trying to offer something that I think will add to it, or that I think maybe it's missing, or help be a window in some cases with some of the difficult stuff. How can I be a window for people to see what's going on here that's great? That, you know, if we follow the same example I've given, maybe it's just something that has a level of sweetness at a moment that's sort of like, you know, I don't know, you have a conversation with somebody. If it's all cynicism, at some point your mind turns off. And then I feel like you're playing a two-part job. One is, yeah, you're doing a thing to the immediate picture in front of people, but I'm very interested in the physiological job over the course of the movie, which I feel like I got an immense schooling from Paul Thomas Anderson in that, because I think he is more aware of that with music than any composer I've met, than any director I've met. His instincts in terms of what music can do in relation to picture are nothing short of astonishing. And I think, and I'm going to include him in this, including the musicians who work in film, I think his instincts are better than most of the composers. I mean, it's something very, very rare, and I've absolutely learned a lot by watching him creatively in what he pits against a scene. And something I feel I learned from him and has been something I've extrapolated in my own way is to play the area of the movie.